CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China is urging Japan to send a clear and correct message on its wartime responsibility. Chinese Foreign Ministry released the statement as Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is expected to make a statement marking the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II next week. A ministry spokesperson says Japan can realize real reconciliation with its Asian neighbors only by clearly recognizing its wartime crimes. In a report released as a reference for his upcoming statement, a 16-member panel to Abe mentioned the country's wartime aggression and colonial rule, but stopped short of saying whether the prime minister should apologize for the atrocities. Typhoon Sudler has killed two people in the choppy water off the coast of Taiwan's northeastern Yilan County. A third person is missing. Sudler is expected to land in the island around midnight tonight. It'll be the strongest typhoon in 2 years to hit Taiwan. As a result, authorities in Taiwan have canceled flights and closed schools. Security has been set up in some areas to prevent tourists from getting too close to the waterfront. According to National Meteorological Center, Sudler will land on the eastern coast of Fujian province on Saturday night. Nearly 5,000 people have been evacuated in the province. China Securities Regulatory Commission says it has punished 20 cases of insider trading so far this year. In making the revelation, the securities watchdog also vows to enhance punishment on insider trading. The CSRC says it will first hit information leaks at the source. It will also strike against those who seek inside information. Leaking information through media like WeChat is also going to be investigated. A senior official from China's securities watchdog has been sacked over bribery charges. Li Liang served as the head of the Investors Protection Bureau. The bureau is in charge of reviewing bond issuance by companies and corporate listing on overseas stock exchanges. He was also expelled from the CPC. Li has been under probe over suspected bribe charges since the end of last year. He allegedly took bribes during his time in office, which started in October 2013. Another high-ranking Chinese official has been removed from office because of a graft investigation. Gu Chunli, vice governor of Jilin province in the country's northeast, has been removed from his post. The Communist Party of China Central Committee has released a statement using wording that is common when an investigation of this nature has been launched, saying the official has been removed because of severe disciplinary and law violations. Word of investigation was first reported on Saturday. Two Chinese fishermen suspected of involving in a viral video called Killing the World's Biggest Whale Shark are being sought by Fishery Department. In the video, two men use a long knife to kill a whale shark and cut it into pieces as they are crowded by screaming people and others who took pictures with the whale. The uploaded video has been criticized by many Chinese netizens, saying it is cruel and heartbreaking. Whale sharks are on the state protection list, so the fishermen involved in the video will face penalty if caught. Islamic State militants are accused in the abduction of dozens of Christians, including women and children, from a town in central Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Christians are among 230 people captured by IS in the province of Homs. The number includes at least 19 children. IS militants overrun the area on Wednesday following a series of suicide car bombings on the outskirts of town. A French woman who was kidnapped in Yemen has been freed, according to the French president's office. She is expected to arrive in Paris on Friday. 31-year-old Isabelle Prime was consulting for a Yemen social fund for development when she was abducted in February. Additional information, including the identity of her abductors, has not been revealed. In June, France authenticated a video showing Prime making an appeal for her release. With the 2016 presidential election just 15 months away, the U.S. Republicans have hosted their first presidential debate. The debate took place on Thursday evening in Cleveland, Ohio. The combative performance of Donald Trump, the billionaire businessman, was one of the main talking points following the debate. Trump said he would not rule out an independent run if he does not win the Republican nomination. The move could divide the Republican vote, leaving better chances for the Democratic candidate. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.